philosophy and the thought process behind it. Nothing too long, nothing to keep your time too much. But it's just a mentality. I should say it is a mentality, a mantra, an ethos that I live by. I've gone through a lot of things in my life, no different than anyone else, but just chose to maybe take a different path than some people have taken. I refuse to let the hardships and the trials and tribulations I went through to be used as a crutch. I would never do that. Not implying that people do that, not implying that you do that, but I have seen some people do that. And I refuse to do that. I refuse to let something kick me in the face, put me on the ground, put me in the dirt, and hold me down there. And I definitely refuse to put myself there. And we all go through different things. We all go through hardships. We all go through trials and those tribulations I talked about that really test our mettle. My mettle was tested multiple times in my life. And during some counseling, when my counselor, my advisor was talking to me and asking me, you know, what was my treasure? What is it that I would never stop fighting for? If I wouldn't fight for myself, what is it that I would never give in for? And that's for my family. So I don't know what your treasure box is, and hopefully you know what it is. And if not, spend some time figuring out what that treasure box is that you can always hold on to. And I would say 100% bet on yourself. You have to be able to bet on yourself. You have to be willing to fight for yourself, tooth and nail, blood, sweat, and tears. You might be like, hey, that's in your face. That's pretty hardcore. Well, that's the way life is, in case you hadn't seen that by now. It can be hardcore, and it's unforgiving. So you need to be willing to stand in the gap and fight for yourself. Never give in. You know, we spend a lot of time in the military, at least, working on our physical repertoire, if you will. Being stronger, being faster, lifting the weights, doing the push-ups, doing the rucks, doing the pull-ups, doing the shooting, doing the firing, doing the grenade throws, whatever it is. We're working on being physically stronger and faster, better than the enemy. But so many times, I would submit to you that 99% of the time, we never focus on the psychological and the emotional space. You know, we get accolades for winning battles. We get accolades for getting injured in war. We get accolades for getting injured in any type of thing. And people look at you with those physical scars and be like, man, that's a tough person right there. But I submit to you again, yet there's so many times that we go through psychological and emotional battles where people can't see the scars and we don't tell anybody. Nobody else knows. And then we get to feeling like maybe we're on an island and we're by ourselves. I can promise you that you are never alone. You're not on an island by yourself. Many people, I submit to you again, if not the majority of people, go through things. A lot of people have suicidal thoughts or thoughts of harming themselves or thoughts of not wanting to be able to go on or thoughts of not being able to be going on. So what do? You keep fighting. That's exactly what you keep fighting. Keep fighting for yourself, fighting for those that you love, and never, ever give in. We have to be hard to kill, both physically and psychologically, because you see, we can spend all that time working on the physical space and never working on the psychological or emotional space, and therefore we are a weak target many times to our own thoughts and our own quote-unquote demons that circulate about our thoughts, the guilt, the pain, the depression, the anxiety. And did I mention guilt? Know that the voice that you hear right now, the person that stood in front of you and gave you this patch and gave you this coin, has been through it. Have contemplated suicide, have dealt with it, have got counseling, have dealt with PTS, have dealt with survivor's guilt. And did I mention guilt? A lot of times people would look at me and be like, how are you so strong? And I was so strong because I was weak. I chose to never stop moving. You see, if I never stopped moving, I wouldn't have to deal with the gaps that I had in my strength when it came to emotional, psychological strength. And it wasn't until years later where I collapsed and had to get help. My wife, the biggest fan I have, told me that I needed to get help, and she prayed for me. She was my advisor, she was my counselor, she was my helpmate, and convinced me to get the help that I needed. And that's when I realized that I needed a tribe. I needed a circle, people that I can confide in. So I challenge you, not only being hard to kill and every day strengthening your mind, your body, and your soul, whatever your spirituality is, or the lack thereof, people say, hey, it's got to be tied to religion. Whether you believe that or not, I submit to you that you need to fight in the spiritual space, in the psychological and emotional space. Quit being your own worst enemy. Fight to the bitter end. And when you can't fight anymore, rely on your friends. I submit to you that we should never get to the point where we can't fight anymore before we reach out to our friends, but I know that's the reality in some cases. So I encourage you to build that circle of friends, build your tribe, form your tribe and rely on your tribe. Have the conversations, normal day-to-day conversations, before they're difficult. And then therefore, maybe they won't be difficult at all. It's just another conversation. You're never alone. Never, ever believe that lie. Whatever you feel yourself, whatever you're talking to yourself and believing in, it is not true. You're never alone. I just want to encourage you. You are strong. You are a warrior. Keep fighting. Hard to kill.